This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. Because you're still a business, man, and you're in it to make money, right? So when you're doing these projects and 50% of the housing is going to low or middle income, mm-hmm. or you just talked about where you can buy and it's based off of your income. So how are you making money off of this? The city gives right. you subsidies to subsidize the price. So like if somebody right. should be paying $4,000, but they're only paying $1,000, is the city subsidizing Absolutely. That $3,000?
Absolutely. So what will happen is there's two types of subsidies. There's capital subsidy and there's rental subsidy. So capital subsidy works like this. Like, you know, we're doing a development and it costs $10 million to do the development, right? But that development can only support $6 million of debt or $6 million of capital because of the depressed costs. The city's going to put in the additional subsidy. It's a very simplistic way to look at it, but that's kind of how it works. And how we get paid is when you create that that budget, our fee is part of the budget. So it's like it's baked right in.
So it's like a building costs $10 million. You have $6 million. The city will put the other $4 million in right. for you, but for them putting $4 million in for you, they're going to say we need 30% of right. the market rate. So then the math, it works out where it's kind of like an even exchange almost.
That's right. Right.
Right?
Right. They subsidize. The city has to subsidize the building and the operations of affordable housing because otherwise it wouldn't work.
How much do you need to have an affordable housing building? Like 20%, 30%? Is that like a percentage?
I mean, we have a building that we're bringing to market right now in the Bronx up on Union Avenue. It's a 95 unit building. It's 100% affordable. But that was done from the genesis with the city, with the intention of doing an affordable housing building. And by the way, that's also a joint venture with the church, where we did a deal with the church. They own the land, mm-hmm. and they had aspirations. I mean, it's a really good, really nice church. They had aspirations to stay there. They wanted a new church facility. And, you know, a lot of their members have passed away or retired, moved away, and the congregation dwindled. So when we were introduced to them, we had an idea, listen, let's work out an affordable housing deal. We brought them into the partnership where they are 30% owner as well. And they get a new church facility. But all that was done under one budget that includes a developer fee. So we're able to do good, help this church, create affordable housing, but we make money by doing it too.
That literally is what's happened to my church in New Rochelle.
Right.
We're going to be on the bottom floor. It'll be retail space, but there's going to be a tower above it.
Right.
You said something about, yeah, we were asleep for a while, but now we need to be woke. And part of it is seeing people like you, but we need to see more people like you. And I know you're on the board for the New York Real Estate
NYREC.
Yeah. So can you talk about your role and the importance that organization plays in that process of developing more developers that look like us?
Yeah, I mean, so NYREC is the New York Real Estate Chamber. It is the leading advocacy group for all the diverse developers in New York State. So if you're, anyone doing any project of scale and note that's a black or brown developer or female developer is a member of this organization. And 30 years ago, you wouldn't see anybody like us doing real estate, right? It was just been a very undiverse industry, no diversity. And so I'm on the board. I'm actually chairman of the board. Cheryl McKissick is a board member with me. Don Peebles is a board member with me. But we have a bunch of other board members and developers that are for-profit and not-for-profits, but we all work towards the same thing, to increase access to economic opportunity and capital for diverse developers. And we've been making a lot of noise. We've been, I think, achieving a lot of success. We are looking to recruit and bring as many folks who are interested in real estate development into the fold as possible, because the knowledge that we have has to be shared. It's the only way we're going to grow our ranks, right? And I like to borrow a rubric from our Jewish brothers and sisters. I see so much collaboration in synagogues. You go to any synagogue, you're going to see 5 or 10 businessmen who work together. And we try and do the same thing. Don Peebles always says, when he sees another black developer, he doesn't see a competitor. He sees a potential partner. And that's how, we look at it at NYREC. We are doing a lot of deals that are larger because we collaborate with each other, like Affirmation Tower. The Peebles organization, my company, the Bolstero in Atlanta and Third and Urban won an RFP last month to develop a huge site next to Microsoft's 90-acre campus, right? It's going to be, 1.2 million square feet that we'll develop, which will consist of 495 units of housing, an office building, and a hotel. That's going to be done right at the Bankhead train station. We're going to build a platform over this train station. In Atlanta, go vertical. Yeah. We're getting busy in Atlanta anyway. We love that market. We want to do as much as possible. It's a growing market. It's flourishing. The government is super supportive of these types of public-private partnerships. They're aware of developing assets in an economically diverse way so that we could create some affordable housing in combination with commercial and market rate development. Just makes a lot of sense. So collaborating together allowed us to win that. And we have a lot of instances, even amongst other NYREC members, where other members have collaborated or winning. There's a group won a great project up in Boston, associated with a train station not too long ago. They're winning deals with NYCHA, the New York City Housing Authority, where we have our members taking down, 500, 600, 700, 800 units that they're going to renovate and put back into service and, help improve the overall physical condition of those buildings, because they've been so dilapidated for so long. But again, this is all being done through collaboration. So we want to work with as many folks who are interested in real estate development, and we welcome people into the fold. And, you know, we want to grow our ranks.
It sounds like you have almost, right, if you're talking about NYRAC, that's obviously here in New York, but working in Boston, having development in Atlanta,
right.
You're working with other municipalities domestically. Is there one, or is there thoughts of this creating one that can create on a national level?
We'd love to, man. I mean, I think when you look at what's happening, again, that 7 million unit housing opportunity, right? I would like to see a lot of minorities and women take advantage of it, right? Nationally. So I look at NYREC as being a model of what can happen through collaboration. There's also a lot of advocacy that we do with elected officials, right? We have to spend a lot of time with not only elected officials, but government agencies on the state, federal sometimes, and city level, trying to make sure economic opportunity is awarded fairly. Because for a long time, you know, we were persona non grata.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing coming to us. And it's a shame, because you have in most urban environments, in most cities around the country, no mayor gets elected without the black vote. So we're going to put people in office, we need to make sure we get a piece of that economic pie. So we'd love to take NYREC or an organization like NYREC nationally and have the same type of contract and the same type of mechanisms we use here replicated around the country.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.